Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Revere Radio Network. It's the worldwide home of free speech, and you should be proud of yourself for having found it. I know I am, and this show is called Nowhere to Run, and my name is Chris White, and I'm happy to be here with you guys. I'm always happy to be here on Revere. I got a big show for you today, a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of things in my notes, and probably because I didn't have a show last week, so I got a lot of this stuff built up, but the reason I didn't have a show last week is I was on vacation, or a semi-quasi-vacation with my girlfriend in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas, and I thought I was going to be able to pull off a show. I don't know, I brought my trusty laptop, and I thought I was going to be able to run into an internet cafe or something and upload something, but we didn't even find gas stations, let alone libraries or anything like that. But it was great. I could tell you a little bit about that. That was just really cool. We decided, I got about a month off from traveling and stuff, so we planned this vacation or this week a good while ago, and we didn't really have any plan. We just figured we would just go wherever. We didn't really ever set a plan of where to go. We thought we'd just kind of follow wherever we were supposed to go or wherever we felt like we're going. And it was funny because we could have gone anywhere. We probably would have ended up going to some kind of beach or something around here. Not around Tennessee, but around somewhere. Good thing about Nashville is it's got you're 8 hours from everywhere, pretty much, at least on this side of the country. Anyway, so it was funny because I just figured we'd just kind of pray about it and something would just happen or whatever. And my girlfriend had a dream, just a real simple dream, that she was going west, and like in the dreams, like somebody was pointing at her like, hey, look, she's going west. And that was like the end of the dream. So I was like, well, yeah, okay, that's good enough for me. We'll go west. So but the only thing really west is, actually what I did was I was like, well, let's just take this as literally as possible. So I went to Google Earth, and I found exactly where her house was in Nashville, and just drew a straight line with the longitude, latitude, found exactly which latitude she was, and then just drew a straight line and just saw if there was anything in the feasible driving distance directly west. And sure enough, it went right through a state park in the Ozark Mountains, but more specifically, it went through a little thing called Buffalo Point, and that's like one of the, apparently, now I know, is just a really happening spot for trout fishing and kayaking and canoeing, that kind of thing, of which we did neither, really. We didn't trout fish or canoe or anything. But since the water was so clear, we went and bought some goggles and snorkels and stuff, and like looked at all the fish, and the fish were just like, totally right there. I mean, they would all just gather around like the people and like just look at them. I was just reminded it, for a long time we were thinking, man, look how special we are. I was thinking of like C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia. It's like, look, a daughter of Eve, son of Adam. Look at, it just seemed like there was, some Snow White stuff going on. But then we made the obvious connection that what the fish were doing was they're waiting for us to walk on the riverbed because we were stirring up all kinds of food and stuff. So it turns out we weren't all that special. We did make that connection. But anyway, enough about my trip. Well, I actually got a lot of observations that could be relevant to our situation here. So I may spend a little bit of time on it. I think it could be pretty productive. One of the main ideas for the trip, honestly, in my head, was to learn how to pray. I think that me and my girlfriend really are both, you know, avid prayers and everything, but I think we've only recently started praying together and even out loud and stuff, and it's just the fruits of that have been overwhelming, and there's all these walls that you kind of have to break down in order to do that. Either one of us are have anything against it, and we're both totally for it, but it's just still to get comfortable with it, because you know, at least for me, I wasn't really raised praying for everything all the time, so at least out loud, so that's kind of a whole new ball game for me. So then in my head, that's kind of what I wanted it to be, trying to learn how to do that. And in doing that, since we'd be praying anyway, we might as well be being led to wherever we're supposed to go. Here's the interesting part about where we went when we went west to that little spot, is that this was the middle of the Ozark Mountains, right? And then it turns out the lead singer for our band and one of my best friends is vacationing that same week, an hour away from there, in this like mansion house on this lake that is just like, you know, nobody but them there. And just anyway, all these synchronicities happen. We wrote so many good songs and all this stuff happened that wouldn't have happened if we hadn't gone to that specific place. But anyway, my point was that so that was part of why we went. Another part of why we went was to basically practice living, you know, without some of the essentials, to practice, you know, just cooking and making coffee and stuff. I bought one of those Coleman stoves, just a really basic one with only one burner, and use the propane gas, which is amazing, man. If you get a chance to get one of those propane gas things, those little propane camping things, they last forever. I mean, we cooked everything on those things, and I don't think it just took us one canister, actually two, I think, because we ended up using a lantern that I also bought. But anyway, we did really good. Granted, it was perfect conditions. The weather couldn't have been any better, so it was not really the test of a lot of the negatives that can go with camping. And like I said, after a few days of that, we were off to the mansion house to stay for a few days. So another thing we did was we filled up our MP3 player, and you know, you can get those things that they can play in the car. So we had them for the car ride and just jam packed it full of information, which I encourage everybody to do. It's the ultimate in information multitasking. If you have an MP3 player, you can just fill it up with all this kind of audio, like this show and, you know, all these radio shows and podcasts out there and all this kind of stuff. Just information, sermons, lectures, just the whole deal. You can really get an education with an MP3 player nowadays. So anyway, we packed that thing full. I encourage everybody, a good source of free information is firefighters.org. It stands for Firefighters for Christ, I think. And you kind of have to do a little searching because it's not right on the firefighters.org page. There's a lot of stuff to stream there, but you have to do a little searching for their catalogs and do that Google search for firefighters.org catalog, and you'll see what I'm saying. There is just downloadable information, a lot of it. Anyway, so that's a big part of what we did, too, is just learning a lot of stuff there, and it seemed like we were meant to learn a lot of the stuff that we listened to, so that was good. So that's something. Also, the original plan was to hand out a lot of DVDs and stuff, so I had a lot of those burned. I was kind of like, if that's what we end up getting led to, you know, some kind of thing where we need all these DVDs of all this different stuff, then I had them. But it didn't really, I did give DVDs to some very key people that were just kind of synchronicity there, but I certainly didn't do anything in mass or anything. In fact, we didn't really go to any stores. We had all the stuff we needed, pretty much. Okay, I'm almost done talking about this vacation. Well, maybe not. I got a few more things that are of interest, but one of the epiphanies that we had, well, there was a lot of synchronicities that happened. Just couldn't go into all the reasons why the synchronicities had to happen and all these things that worked out, and everything just was so wonderful. But one of the things that I found out in meeting a guy out there, just again by complete chance, we ended up talking to him for a while. He was probably, you know, he was an older guy, maybe 60 something, 50, 60 years old.
And he knew about all this stuff. He knew about all the stuff that we talk about here, and we just kind of accidentally, you know, got on the subject, and then we were on the subject, and we talked about it for 2 hours maybe. And in that time, we realized that we both parties really needed to have had met each other, really, for a lot of different reasons. One reason on his end was for him to know that there were other people out there that knew about this stuff. You know, I think he kind of felt a little alone in it. And he sure did know a lot about everything. He certainly knows maybe a little bit more now. I definitely laid some DVDs on him that I know that he will get a lot out of. But one thing, it just reiterated in the epiphany aspect of it was the reiteration of the fact that when all this stuff goes down, when you have to go and live off the grid, and know that there are people out there right now already working to that end. Some people are doing one little piece of the puzzle and they don't even know why. They may be storing up grain after grain, you know, just 10,000 years of grain must be maybe being stored by one person, and God just has a way of bringing people together in these times. I think that everybody's doing a piece of the puzzle out there, and if you are involved in this the church, as it were, as the definition of the church being the people in which Jesus currently resides, not a particular body or a particular building, but just the community, God will bring people together in his own synchronistic way that he has of doing everything. And that it's important to put your faith in him for your protection, you know, and to fear not, for I will help thee, you know, as he says in I guess that's Isaiah, somewhere around 41 or something, but fear not, I will help thee. And, you know, keeping an open communication with prayer is important too. I always feel like, you know, God keeps wanting you to ask for stuff and to ask for his will to be done in your life and everything, if for nothing else, because I think it kind of opens up a channel where God can download and upload information. But and so you know it's encouraging, and you're encouraged to pray as much as possible. But the point of I really do think that when this all goes down, there is going to have to be a group of people. I think Christians, for the majority of the people, are going to be Christians that are going to, in effect, have to live underground. And I think that it's not going to be as hard as, well, it's going to be difficult, no doubt, but I think that God is going to be providing for a lot of this. And I'm not saying everybody is going to make it and everything else, but even if you have to go out the hard way, it'll be worth it. But I do think that they are at some point going to demonize Christians, and it's going to be on the, because of whatever happens or whatever, they're going to say, you know, you got to watch out for those Christians in your woods. If anybody knows of any Christians in their woods, let us know. And, you know, there's going to be reiterated in Fox News and whatever the world government news source is going to be. But probably will be before that, because, again, they're going to really be able to demonize Christians when they propagate this thread of the whole alien agenda thing. And then, therefore, we'll have really be playing up and preaching on the news and everything else how Christians are so wrong. This is the proving that Christians are wrong, and somehow that will make everybody against Christians a part of the reason why. Not that we're really ever that far from it anyway, but they'll be viewed as some kind of threat, and there'll be people setting up Christian traps in their backyards and stuff. But anyway, if God is with you, who can be against you, is my point on that. And I have this wonderful vision of God bringing together the people that need to be together, and that have a piece of the puzzle that needs to happen in these last days to make sure everybody, you know, survives. And you know, again, I'm not a churchgoer. I don't really go to a particular church or anything. It's not because I have a horrible view of it. I do have a negative view of a lot of churches, is a lot of people that know a lot about the infiltration of everything. But I'm not opposed to the idea of there being perfectly perfect churches out there that see things exactly the way I do. not that what I think is perfect, but you know what I'm saying, that just that see things the way, whatever, you know what I'm saying. I didn't mean it like it sounded. And I think that those communities, if you do have a church that is like that, that is your local support group. And it's great. Everybody needs a local support system like that. And if your church doesn't know about these kind of things that we talk about, in a way, it's not your duty, but it's important that you try to make that church aware of it. One thing I suggest doing is the DVDs, man. The DVD revolution. It's the way to go. It's if you can burn or buy or whatever certain copies of DVDs, and just give them to your pastor anonymously or not. I think that that is a good way of waking up a church to this idea. And if the church doesn't like it or rejects it, well, you know it's true, and you can, you know, take that for what it's worth, leave the church or not leave the church. In some cases, it doesn't matter if they don't believe that 9/11 was an inside job. But I'm telling you, that's one of the key things to understanding that, yes, the government really is trying to kill us. This is proof that they are trying to kill us. And if we don't understand that the government is at a place right now that is trying to kill us, then we're all going to be led to slaughter. Because if you can't make that big jump, then you won't believe that there's retroviruses and mercury in the vaccines. You won't believe that fluoride is making us stupid. You won't believe that aspartame is in Diet Cokes is causing brain tumors. You know, you won't believe that MSG, you know, you won't believe that any of this malicious stuff is happening. And so it's a big first step, I think. It doesn't have to be the first step. I mean, it just is a logical progression, really. But, yeah, it's just so important to do that. And again, if you want to know where to find some movies to burn, or want any kind of tutorials on how to burn movies and which ones I burn, I have about 10 different ones I like to use. You can email me at chris@conspiracyclothes.com. That's chris@conspiracyclothes.com, and I'll send you a list of the movies I usually use, and where to get them and all that kind of stuff. It does take a little bit of figuring out to encode them, and you got to buy a burner and stuff, put it in your computer. But just a good website, just right off the top of my head, for downloading movies for free is question911.com. Or is it question911.org? I can't remember, but it's question911.something. And, man, they have a lot of movies available for download for free on that site. And they have other movies besides just all the 9/11 movies. That's where I got, that Sweet Misery and The Corporation and a lot of different titles that have nothing to do with 9/11, but the stuff that people need to know as well. So question911.something, and you can support them, too. I think it's a donation driven, so, and they have certainly are paying for a lot of bandwidth, so that's a good thing to do there if you wanted to do it that way. And also, again, just email me if you want to know some of the other places of how I got some of the other vaccine movies and stuff like that. chris@conspiracyclothes.com. One semi-vacation related idea was RVs. Man, if I ever get some money, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy an RV, and I'm going to trick it out, man, with solar panels and Berkey water filters, and it's just going to be awesome. And I'm just going to get me an RV, and it's going to be great. Because I was thinking about it, if I ever had money, I mean, okay, you can buy a house and you can get into, I don't know, it'd be 10 years before you pay anything on the principal anyway. I mean, you have to, just to get that loan, I mean, that's how, it's such a ridiculous concept. And you're stuck. You're stuck in your prison forever. I mean, you are immobile because you have very binding financial obligations to this stake in the land that you've made. And I know that it's impossible to not do that, because a lot of relationships and things are based on, get me a house. We got to get a house, and we got to have a picket fence, and there's got to be dogs and kids and everything else. And I got to tell you, I'm looking at this from a non-kid perspective, and the kid school perspective. So that's a whole nother thing. If you got kids and you got far be it for me to even suggest really anything how to do that, because I can't even watch my nieces without going really crazy. Like, so I respect and have the utmost respect for the responsibility that is on those hands of the people that have children. And for them, I pray for, and I will continue to pray for everybody that has children in all this stuff, because it's going to be tougher. But anyway, the RV thing is such a great idea. I'm so excited about it if I get it, because think about it. You're so mobile. You don't even really need to be, like, cool with whoever's land you go on. You can just stick it in any place, and you can migrate for the winter, the summer, or whatever, as long as you can find and have land to park that son of a gun at. And you'd have to, you know, get creative with some septic tank issues and stuff like that, and there probably won't be all that much gas, you know, around, but, you know, once you stick that thing somewhere, you're good to go for a while until it's time to move, and you can find some gas for that. Of course, it's going to be hard to get on the highways because, you know, I did a show one time where when I was talking about how, you know, you don't really see that many cameras on the highways, and I'm on the interstates all the time, and I don't see very many cameras. Well, I've been wrong. I don't know. It's been, like, not even half a year since that show, and everywhere is completely gridded up. I mean, there are cameras in every city and every, every 100 yards on the interstate almost. And it's just, I mean, and it's so easy to forget they're there. And that's what's so scary about, you know, Bush declaring himself a dictator the other day in the event of a broadly defined emergency. He's like, anything that might be emergency or might not be emergency or whatever, I'm the dictator. I, the president, hereby give me, the president, the power to be a dictator. And by us not saying anything, we've made that okay, which is so unconstitutional, it's amazing. But what makes that really scary, and if the president wants to call himself a dictator in any other time, that's one thing. But after the cameras are up there, and after we got to get the national ID cards, and after the concentration camps are already built, and after, you know, this whole legislation's been passed to effectively end the Constitution and create a police state, and that's already happened, and then he calls himself a dictator, that's a little more severe than just having said it. You know, we already got the prison built up all around us, and now, and basically, him being a dictator happened with House Resolution 6166 or somewhere about there. And then this happens where he just simply announces it. And just to let everybody know, just in case you didn't know, I'm the dictator in case something happens. So now we've got that recourse. But anyway, I totally abandoned that, what I was talking about there. So maybe that's for a good thing. Maybe I'll take a break here. But before I take that break, if you noticed on my intro, it was Alex Jones saying, Chris, in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. And that was me. Actually, I called into Alex Jones, and I will play that here before I take a break. And then we'll play some music and get some really good information on the other side. So stick around, and I'll be right back.
Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris.
People, man, glory to God. I'm excited. I'm a long-time listener. I just wanted to say some quick things about Ron Paul and just three ways to support him. One, I think the big one that I've been doing, the value of dollars got me a little down, so I haven't been doing the monetary thing, but I can a little bit, but to pray for him. I know we can pray for God's will to be done with him for
divine intercession.
Right, and for his, you know, to frustrate the plans of his enemies, and, you know, to for his message to be heard, because, you know, if we don't, this is a great way to get his message heard, you know, just the whole year before the election, you know, I mean.
I agree. The whole world should pray for Ron Paul and pray for this movement against the New World Order.
So I think we should just go into our rooms, close the door, and contribute to his campaign in that way, and prayer. And also, I'm waist deep in DVD minus Rs here, burning DVDs of all kinds of different titles. And I was wondering if there was a title, Ron Paul movie that's kind of sanctioned that we can get that out, you know, for the ground troops.
Well, there's
that,
about,
you know,
15 minutes or more Ron Paul in my film, Matrix of Evil. That's the film out there that's got the most Ron Paul I know of. My documentary on DVD, The Matrix of Evil. I appreciate your call.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land. Well, what is a vigilante man? Tell me what is a vigilante man? Has he got a gun and a club in his hand? Is that a vigilante man? Rainy night down in the engine house, sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river, some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? Vigilante man, why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Total free speech, even when it's ugly. Revere Radio Network, Tampa.
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Your powers of observation continue to serve you well.
Okay, we're back. Thank you for staying with us here. Got a few things to let you know about the show in general and stuff. I'll get to that here in just a second. But let me first say that revereradio.net, you can go there and listen to 20 DJs doing virtually the same thing I am. You can go to revereradio.net and check that out 24 hours a day. The live stream they have there will inform you for sure. All kinds of good stuff going on and a lot of good changes coming up there pretty soon too. You can make a donation. You hit the make a donation button and $5-$10 helps over there. Also, one thing that you can do at the revereradio.net website, and what I'm about to start doing is my show, this show, airs there
Wednesday nights at 5. I usually pre-record the show, but they do air Wednesday at 5 Central. And so what I'm going to do, they have a really, really good chat room there, too, that's just been installed. And it's really, you know, a lot of those chat rooms don't work with the computers I have and so on. But that one's really good. So what I think I'll do is every Wednesday at 5, I'll be hanging out in that chat room. So if you get any questions or you prefer to call me out in any way and that, in that regard, I'll be happy to answer questions there, too. So you can look for this show. We'll be playing this Wednesday. What would that be? I don't know. Today's like, I don't know, whatever. So yeah, I'm going to try to do that every show if I have a chance. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Most of the time I do have a chance to be there on Wednesday at 5. Also, you can support this show, again, by praying for me in any way that you feel that it sounds like I need to be prayed for. But specifically, hopefully not to give out any bad information, any lies, any misinformation, any of that thing, for my tongue to be in check, as I like to put it sometimes. So any of your prayers help in any regard, but certainly in that regard, I appreciate it. And if you want to email me, you can do that at chris@conspiracyclothes.com, and you can call me out and tell me where to correct whatever I need to correct. That is an ongoing assignment as well, to point out my errors. One of those I continually get called out on is the rapture, and I had a wonderful guy, a very similar sounding guy, sounded like me and him would get along real well, but I do get a number of emails and comments and call outs on the rapture and what I think that the rapture happened and the age old, it's not in the Bible, show me where it is. Well, actually, it is in the Bible, and I have some, you know, I don't have strong views in that. I know that there's a lot of strong views about it, about people that, you know, are on the same page about every single thing else except for that. And I think it's very important that we get a lot of that kind of thing settled, because I believe that the misconceptions about it, which there are on both sides generally of what will or won't happen, is going to be used against us in this coming deception. And so I think that it's important to look at all sides of that. And the way that the debate, the rapture debate, is always set up, there is unnecessary amounts of pride around it and like patriotism for your particular view, which is fine on like every issue, you know, it's fine to have that patriotism on the way you think is right or whatever, but unfortunately it's not cut and dry, and it is worthy of a scholarly study, but because of the nature and the emotionalism in that issue with some people, including myself, it's hard to just simply look at the other side of the story. I do have very strong beliefs that it is, you know, number one in the Bible, rapirio or whatever in the Latin Vulgate, and I don't want to go into the semantics of it. I think that's such a silly argument in the first place, but I would like to direct anybody to different things. That's one of the suggestions that I had from my real good friend and semi quasi partner in a lot of this stuff. A guy named Mark, and he suggested that every bye week I should do a show where I don't really have to do so much of a show, just kind of upload to the iTunes stream or whatever, just a show of some audio that I've been, you know, stuff that I've been looking into and stuff. So, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be a whole nother show, just be kind of a midweek listening party. I don't know how to explain that, but that's a change that I'm hoping to do. So you might want to check the stream of when this show gets uploaded. If that's how you do it, you subscribe to iTunes or to some other podcast situation. There's not really a good time that I generally upload these. It could be at any time, in any given time of the week. So, so I might start doing more than one. I don't know, but that is certainly a good suggestion. And I definitely have a lot of things. The reason I brought that into this particular conversation is I was thinking about, playing some of the really good audio that is some of the most scholarly, looks at, the rapture issue. One, I encourage people to go to, cross-reference it with Chuck Missler if you listen to the show and like Chuck Missler and all the other things, which if you do listen to the show and if you like in anything with my views on some of these things, Chuck Missler is, you know, just a super, you know, 200 IQ kind of guy that's got this got a very unique ability to get people interested in the Bible. And anyway, so I was thinking about playing some of his audio as the moral of the story. Also, I have something that I've been thinking about doing, and I really hope to try to figure this out. I mean, I guess I'll just do it now. What I was thinking about doing was having a... I got the idea because sometimes... I mean, I don't get that many emails or anything, but I get sometimes that when I do get emails, I'm so surprised about how wonderful the people are. They're like the coolest... people ever, and they're, you know, prayers and they are, you know, very intelligent and everything, and I'm like, wow, you know. And I was thinking, in a way, it's kind of like my point was that I think that we should form some sort of prayer email ring. It wouldn't be something that I would bug anybody with or whatever, you know, not like a prayer request type thing, or maybe it should be a prayer request thing, but definitely only, you know, very important times. I guess it could be kind of like a newsletter sort of thing, but different. I don't know. I don't know how it would work, but if you want to be involved with it, then I was thinking if you could just email me, you wouldn't even have to say anything in the email. Just put, I don't know, Dream Team in the subject line, because I think that'd be good. It would be like, you know, it is kind of be like a prayer dream team in a way. I don't know. I'll just say that for now. So put in the subject line, Dream Team, you know, and you could put something there if you want to or not. But what I'll probably do is make a whole new email list and email something out to you guys about something. I can't really think of anything right now to pray for. Hopefully it'll just be important things that we can all do or something like that, and then figure out a way where you guys could do it too, and it could be just a really good prayer request type thing. And we'll just kind of I don't know, do that as it comes. I don't know, we'll what's the word I'm looking for that I say all the time about everything is my excuse to doing anything about it. We'll play it by ear. Yeah, that's what I'll say. Okay, so let's do that. So just email me at chris@conspiracyclothes.com. Put Dream Team in the... that's stupid. I don't want to do that. Let's call it something else. Dream Team will be fine. We'll call it Dream Team for now. But it is rather lame, but we'll be all right. Man, I've been rambling here for a second. Let me take a deep breath and try to collect myself. Okay, let me do a few things here. One is corrections. I usually do it at the beginning of the show. This is a mid-show correction. It's a little out of place, but it's also because it's not really a correction either. I don't even know what to call it. It's a potential correction. It has to do with Edgar Cayce. I just feel like I should ask you guys what you guys think about him. I've read some recently, and I bought a wonderful book that has just really opened my mind to a lot of ideas and stuff that I really liked about Edgar Cayce. And you know, I am aware that that I should take it with a grain of salt, and I certainly do. And I am on the lookout for any false doctrines or whatever. But this guy, I mean, he's a Christian's Christian. I mean, he mentions Jesus in every sentence. I mean, it's all about Jesus. None of the doctrines of anything that is inconsistent with the Bible or anything is trying to lead anybody away in that regard. It's just, and in fact, he would have never said anything. The main contention points, I think, that are the ideas of reincarnation and what he says is stuff about Atlantis and stuff. These are the things that I think many people point to him and say false prophet and all this other stuff, which is, you know, I'm open to that. But you got to take into account none of that would have ever came out. I mean, he had simply found that with a local doctor that people started taking people to him, and he just would go into this sleeping trance and tell them what they had to do to make the child well. that happened for like some 22,000 readings, and it would have been that way for indefinitely if somebody hadn't started asking them some crazy question about something someday or one day, and then from then on people asked him all kinds of weird esoteric things, and he did what he always did, gave him an answer. And so it's just a really interesting thing, because I just wanted to ask you guys what you thought about him, and I particularly would be interested in somebody who has read Casey and is a Christian and has a view about it one way, has read at least enough of him to have an educated opinion. I know it's easy to have one view of it. The reason that I am concerned about it is I want to learn about the potential differences here in what he was doing. I mean, if you look at him objectively, it looked like he was doing some sort of remote viewing. In the sense that some shamans, I've always thought that like some shamans, medicine men, as they're sometimes called, got their information because they were able to do whatever he did and got this information of which plants would do certain things. I mean, I remember being young and wondering how they knew, like all these so-called savages would just know that every plant would do something if you boiled it and made it into a tea and then, you know, did this and that to it. I mean, it just seems like an awful lot of trial and error that would have to go on. But I think that there was this ability to tap into the subconscious, as Casey said that he did. I mean, he didn't say, he's always said this is something that everybody could do, yada, 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 if whatever was open or whatever. But the moral of the story and what he stresses is that it's a tapping into everybody's subconscious, a subconscious that it doesn't ever forget anything. And essentially, that's the exact same thing that remote viewing does, and is tap into this consciousness, the subconscious of everybody. And just concerned that to wonder if that practice is always evil or it's not. I don't know. I mean, if anybody knows, I would really like to hear your opinion on it. So it's not a correction this time around. I mean, I'm sure I had some stuff to correct, but I did want to go get that out there, that because I did have one show where I was talking about how wonderful Edgar Casey sounds. Of course, I did have lots of caveats that I don't know. I mean, it could be any of this and that, but I do want to know, or want to ask, because I still do question it. I just look at it like I look at everything. I'll read anything because I feel like, you know, my faith is strong enough to read anything. I think that, you know, it's like I don't feel like an atheist has that kind of faith in their atheism in order to be able to read everything, because they can get challenged so much. And that's why they have to stick to their comfortable sets of books, and which are, you know, Nietzsche's and Freud's and you know, whatever, Machiavelli or whatever they got. I don't know. So I don't know. It's just if you got any answers on that, let me know. Okay, I'm moving on. One thing that I wanted to talk about, that if you've been listening to this show, it's you have, at least since the Joe Jordan interview and from a little bit before, we started looking into the power that was associated with people using the name of Jesus to end sleep paralysis episodes, to end alien abductions, to end all these number of things. And I got to tell you a very interesting story that when me and my girlfriend were on vacation this week, my girlfriend has an interesting story to tell that since we've been kind of getting stronger in our faith here lately and stuff, and really exercising our authority, the authority that was given to us, you know, as believers in Jesus, the authority over evil. So we just really haven't really used it. We've known that we've had it, like a lot of people that have it don't even, you know, the big lies that they're being told they don't have it. It's because it's dangerous to the enemy, you know. He'll do anything he can to make you think you don't have that power. But here's some interesting things. She had been going through a number of physical problems that were just seemingly unconnected, and through a series, you know, we started praying for her and getting her to start praying for her, which was a breakthrough in of itself, I think. But in the course of this praying, and her physical things were getting worse. She had a lot of dizzy spells and a lot of these weird just aches and pains and all this stuff. And a lot of synchronicities happened with her where she found she was reading a book that mentioned these same symptoms that were getting ended by calling on the authority of Jesus to end it.
And now, I am not saying this is any kind of a lot of sicknesses or anything, but this particular type of whatever was going on with her, these severe dizzy spells and whatever, started going away when she said every time she had a symptom, she would do that and practice, you know, her authority and calling it out, you know. And it was, you know, ending it. And she had really gotten down to where it wasn't doing anything. And this is something that had been going on for years, 7-10 years for her. She's not really known life without this kind of thing. And another, this is what happened on vacation. So, and the reason, I'll get into why I think this happens to some people and not to others, but, so we were on vacation, and I know she had what's commonly called restless leg syndrome a lot. And so we were on vacation in the tent, and she's like, uh-oh, here it comes. It's like, this is the restless leg syndrome. It's like, I got to try to explain it to you. It's like my legs, I have to move them or they're going to just go crazy. And, you know, she's like saying this, and I'm like, wow, that sounds just like something, you know, bad, you know, like there's something else going on here. And so I started saying to her, it's like, do you want me to, you know, do you want me to rebuke it in the name of Yeshua? And, she stopped and she said, I think they heard you. And they'd gone. It had gone. The whole need to have restless leg syndrome was gone. And we still got a little bit more looking into that to see what happens. But my current ongoing theory is that some people are able to be physically, spiritually attacked for whatever reason more than others. I mean, I think that it comes and everybody can. I can just envision these things running around looking at different people to see if they have whatever is necessary for them to be able to do certain things. And I don't know. It's just a theory right now. But and certainly in her case, and she's blogged about it and everything else, I should give you a link to her blog. She's really got some really interesting looks on stuff. She's been working very diligently on something that nobody seems to be doing, and that's women in the Bible, and not just women in the Bible, but the perceptions of all these issues that women have with the Bible and these certain key passages that have been, you know, causing a lot of misconception and confusion and stuff, and there's not a lot of information about it. It's really the quintessential necessary thing, and she's almost done with it. So when she does get done with it, I'll send you guys a link to her blog, and you can see what she's all about and stuff. But my point was she had already blogged about how she found that this major problem that was we found was a spiritual attack. Now, I don't know. There could be any number of reasons for it. I had been praying for her, and we had been praying together and everything for this physical ailment. We just started, and, you know, God took care of it. But God, and he just does things in so many different ways. God's so humble that sometimes he answers your prayer, and he just lets you think that it was you somehow that got it all figured out, you know, and you forget that you even prayed about it in the first place. And it just shows the humility that he has. But you know, it's always good to remember. And that's why I pray a lot when I continue to pray for something, when I continually pray for something, I always say, and we continue to pray for this, so we will know that it was you who has done it, you know? And that's one of the reasons I think that one must continue to pray for things, not for God to hear it because he might not have heard it the first time, but because it's for you to know who did it, because we have in our makeup and our pride ability, we have the ability to definitely think it was us that actually got what it is. I mean, if I really looked back at all the stuff that I prayed for versus all the stuff I got, I'd be batting 1,000 probably. I mean, but of all the stuff that I just forget that I had prayed for, that I somehow thought, well, that probably happened or was going to happen anyway or whatever, you know. But anyway, a few more things. One thing we got I think is amazing, and you should look into this if you have anything similar in your neighborhood. We got a subscription to vegetables. Yeah, it's a subscription to vegetables. Well, she did, and I eat all her vegetables when I'm over here. And it's what it is these Mennonites, pretty close to here. I think they're about a state over, but they grow organic vegetables. I think to them they just call them vegetables. They just are organic by their Mennonite nature. But anyway, it's $15 a week for like a half a bushel of vegetables that are just assorted. They give you a vegetable card and you check which ones you kind of want a lot of, sort of want, and it's the best thing in the world. I mean, they just give you a big thing of vegetables, and you got to eat a lot of vegetables just to make sure you finish the vegetables by the time the next vegetables get there. And man, that thing is really helping out the old immune system. You can really tell. I mean, our immune systems are so taxed right now with everything. Once you kind of take the load off the old intestine there, it sure perks up, and you can really start feeling that you are protected against a lot of microbes and all those beasties. Email me. It's chris@conspiracyclothes.com. That is chris@conspiracyclothes.com. And again, if you want to join the crazy new mailing list, prayer, I don't know, we can come up with a much better name than Dream Team, but you can email me, chris@conspiracyclothes.com, with Dream Team in the, sorry about that, I know it's lame, Dream Team in the subject matter, and subject line, rather. Okay, that's about it for me. I guess I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in, and I actually might even see you before next week. If you want to check your iTunes feed or Podomatic feed or podcast feed, I will probably put a show on in between now and next week. So keep an eye on that, and go to revereradio.net, and you can hear the show every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time, and I will be in the new chat room on revereradio.net every Wednesday at 5, and I can answer your questions there in a live situation as you listen to the show, so there is that option too. So I guess that's it for me. I'm out of time. Burn DVDs like madmen, hand them out to all the people in your grocery stores and your local government and everybody in the whole world. Get DVDs in the hands of everybody you know and your friends and everything else. You'd be surprised how many of your friends don't know about this stuff. All right. Power to the people. All glory to God. I'm out.
Sing a song. If the sun refuses to shine, I don't mind. If the mountains fell in the sea, let it be. Turned out to be nice.